EchoStar Communications and Hughes Electronics say they still hope to win approval of the $18.5 billion merger of their satellite TV services, but a decision by the Federal Communications Commission yesterday to reject the merger appears to spell the end of the deal, NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
The FCC voted unanimously to turn down the deal, the first time it had rejected a major media merger in more than three decades. EchoStar and Hughes, the owner of DirecTV, are the nation's two largest satellite TV companies, serving about 18 million customers together. The companies had argued that merging would allow them to reduce the inefficient use of spectrum, offer more channels and services to their customers, and make satellite TV more competitive with cable. But Commission Chairman Michael Powell said the merger would leave many rural residents with just one pay TV provider.
At best, this merger would create a duopoly in areas served by cable, at worst, a monopoly in unserved areas. Either result would decrease incentives to reduce prices, increase the risk of collusion, and inevitably result in less innovation and fewer benefits to consumers.
Powell rejected the idea that the companies need to merge to remain competitive, saying EchoStar and DirecTV enjoy growth rates that many companies would envy. The decision now goes to an administrative law judge for review, but the commissioner's comments yesterday make clear they see little chance the deal can be approved. Jim Ciroli, NPR News.